All right, now hang on. Before we go to the next song, I was thinking that we should try and harmonize with this Shape of You business. So I just listened to a little more, and I discovered that there's a section in here that already has some harmony. And I want to analyze that with you for a second. This is how to create harmonies. All right, I told you we're going to review this in more detail later, but we're just taking this example up front. I discovered that there's a little section that has harmony in here. Let me find it. All right, this is it. Ready? It's coming up. Okay, so this is perfect example. You can't make this stuff up. The line is, come on, be my baby. Or actually, wait, does it go down first?
Come on, be my baby, come on. Come on, be my baby, come on.
All right, yeah, so it goes up first and then down. So, come on, be my baby. Come on, be my baby. Now, how would you harmonize to that? Or any other melody, for that matter? And why does knowing the harmony, why is it important? Why is knowing the tonic important versus, you know, just kind of knowing in the intervals from where the melody is? This is an important question. This is a question someone asked me. You know, why do I always need to know the tonic in order to be able to sort of harmonize? Why can't I just zero in on? Because the overall tonic and the harmony of the tune dictate what your note choices are. I'm going to get into this in detail later. But for right now, I hear, come on, be my, and this is not, I didn't check this on the guitar. I hear 5-5-4-3-4-5. Yeah, that's right. Do, that's 5. So 5-5-4-3-4-5, and then 5-5-4-3-4-3. That's all it is. So it's like the simplest harmony in the world. So, I mean, the simplest, this is a great example. You can't make this stuff up. So I'm in attempting to come up with another part for, let's say, two other singers, so we can have three-part harmony. I'm gonna, number one, start them on the third or fifth or the root, whichever note that the melody is not, the root, fifth, or third. I'm gonna have the other two start on the other two that are available. So in this particular case, it starts on the fifth. Is the fifth. All right, so I'm gonna have one other person start on the third, and another person start on the root. Let's do the third first. And I'm gonna follow the contour, not the exact intervals of, this is important. I'm gonna follow the contour of the melody within the context of the overall scale. All right, so this is a hard, I'll have to get into this later. But certainly, if I were to let me get my guitar and demonstrate. No, I'm gonna get into it later. So na 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 na. So the flat three would be na na na, right? And I'm gonna follow the contour of the line. The line goes down and then back up to the starting note. So flat three again. I'm just gonna say three. 3-3-2-1-2-3, 3-3-2-1-2-1, 3-3-2-1-2-1, and it has to be. So one goes 5-5-4-3-4-5, and the other one goes 3-3-2-1-2-3. It's that easy. Now I got to put the other person on the root, and it could be an octave up depending on who is singing, and you know the octave choices are immaterial. All right. I could have them go, you know, start on the root, but that's too high for me right now. So I'm going to do, and I'm going to follow the contour of the line. Okay, so in that particular case, I went root, root, 7-5-7, root, 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 7-5-7-5. Okay, so the intervals of that part are greater than the intervals of the first part. In the first part, and let me get the guitar so I can show you. The first part went 5-5. Those are all whole steps. From 5-4 to flat 3 is all whole steps. Second part is even smaller than that. You got 3, flat 3, down a half step to 2, a whole step down to one and back up, right? So the total intervallic span of part one is two whole steps, and the total intervallic span of part two is only a step and a half. The total intervallic span of part three, now I don't know if this is if this is exactly the harmonies they chose, but I'll bet you it will be. That, the overall intervallic span of part three is a fourth. Why is it so much greater? Because I'm choosing chord tones. I want everyone to land on chord tones for the strong points in the song, if that makes any sense. Like, why didn't I go... I could have, but I know that the chord is that, and this is not a chord tone over that chord. This is how why harmony and melody go together. You know, if the harmony had gone, come on, come on, come on, baby, if the chords had changed, I might have chosen, or, you know, I might have chosen a different note for the third part, but in this case it just stays over that one chord. Now let's double check me and see if I'm right. Right there is the best spot because there's no other instruments playing. So I'm gonna play you, I just heard that I was right, and I'm gonna play you back. So na, 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 na. That was the lowest part I heard, and that is root 7/5, just like I said it. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be my baby. And then let's analyze the middle part. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be my baby. Come on. Yep. So again, it's exactly like I said it was. Already know what the melody is. That's why I didn't analyze that. All right, I hope I'm not like milking this to death. Can we move on now?